Drive to the Lost Squadron Museum, 1 mile west on Cumberland Avenue. You will drive through two lights. Follow signs to Middlesboro Airport. The museum is located at the airport. Map is on page 2.
The only crazy weather we have is fog. Middlesboro, especially in the fall and into the winter, has fog almost every morning. And it'll be foggy till about 10:30 when the sun will eventually burn off the fog. Looking at Middlesboro from above, it looks like a big bowl of clam chowder just sitting there with it just spilling over the edge. It's beautiful. My name is Bob Carden. I'm the director of the Lost Squadron Museum, and we're located at the airport in Middlesboro, Kentucky.
We'll get back to Bob in a moment. It's 1942. The Second World War is raging. B-17 bombers and P-38 fighters were flying Operation Bolero, codenamed for an Allied force that would soon liberate Europe. The planes left a base on the west coast of Greenland. As they approached Iceland, they met a colossal North Atlantic storm. To save themselves, they flew higher, but ice accumulated on their planes. They became dangerously heavy. The storm intensified. In desperation, they turned back, but it was too late. They crash-landed on the glacial wastes of Greenland. One crashed P-38 is now in this museum. It's hard to believe, but this plane flew again in 2002. I will not give you the terrific story of how this plane was rescued. You'll discover that in the museum. Let's listen to Bob describe the P-38 warplane.
I would say that the P-38 is the most significant fighter of World War II for many reasons. It had a lot of firsts. It was the P-38 that was used by America's top two leading aces, Richard Bong and Thomas McGuire. Richard Bong had 40 victories. Thomas McGuire had 38. It was the P-38 that shot down the first German aircraft of the war. It was the P-38 that was used to shoot down Admiral Yamamoto. The P-38 is the only fighter that was available to our forces before, during, and after World War II. It had a significant place in the air war of the United States. I can sit here and say without question that when you walk in and look at this P-38, you're looking at something that you cannot see any other place on the face of this earth except right here. Think about that. And it's 60 years old. Compared to the Japanese Zero, the P-38 was much faster, but not as maneuverable. Its unique characteristics of being able to fly high and fast enabled American pilots to take advantage of those characteristics. Even though they couldn't turn as quickly as a Zero, we developed tactical techniques to dive on top of them and then pull straight up. P-38 could climb straight up. Japanese couldn't. So they get to a point where they run out of inertia, they'll fall off. And when they fall off and start down almost out of control, then the P-38 pilot could go back and get them. Okay, what we have here is a whole bunch of 50 caliber rounds. There's well over 150 of these bullets. And if you'll notice that each bullet has a signature on it. And those signatures are from World War II P-38 pilots that have been here to the museum and have visited with us. I get each one of those men to sign a bullet. When we fly the airplane for the first time, I'm going to take these bullets, put them in the guns, and take those men's good luck with us so we can't fail.
Operation Glacier Girl. Your mission is to find out why this plane is called the Glacier Girl.
Pause audio now.